During back-to-school time, students have a lot on their minds. They worry about new classes, new teachers, and what to wear on the first day of school. But children of Latino immigrants in Alamance County have something a lot bigger to worry about, whether or not their parents are more likely to be deported this coming year. Liz Schlemmer has this report.
It's a Sunday afternoon at Blessed Sacrament Catholic Church in Burlington, and school children and their families are gathered in a church meeting room to craft handmade greeting cards. Little girls in their Sunday dresses, dark hair pulled back in ribbons, wrote messages in crayon on red paper. Organizer Laura Garduño Garcia looks over a stack of finished cards written to the Alamance County Commissioners.
There's one here that says, "My name is Susana. Keep our families together. That is my wish. We want all families together and no 287G.
287G. It's a program operated by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Under 287G, local law enforcement officers can exercise the same authority as ICE agents. Six counties, including Wake, participate in 287G, and it's infamous in Alamance County. The Federal Department of Justice sued the Alamance County Sheriff's Office in 2012 for racially profiling Latino drivers. They were setting up traffic checkpoints near Latino neighborhoods and overall stopping Latinos 4 to 10 times more often than everyone else. Garduño Garcia says people felt targeted.
And we have numerous accounts from people here in the community that say, yes, something as little as a fender bender or having your broken tail light could result in people being detained and subsequently put in deportation proceedings.
The federal lawsuit ultimately ended in a settlement, but the Obama administration kicked Alamance County out of the 287G program when the findings were released. Now, Sheriff Terry Johnson, who led the program before, may rejoin it. But the county commission has to approve that. Garduño Garcia hopes the kids and their cards will sway the commissioners to reject the program.
To say, hey, give me a great chance at my education because this puts my family and my education at risk.
Students of all ages made cards. Many declined to talk on record. They're afraid. Some of their parents are probably undocumented. The kids, some may have immigrated, but many are natural-born U.S. citizens, native North Carolinians, like 16-year-old Milton Marin. Some of his family members emigrated from Mexico. I asked whether any of them were undocumented.
Yeah, it's really hard to say because usually they tell us, like, don't tell people.
Milton was 10 years old the last time 287G was in place. Last night, Milton spoke at the commissioner's meeting on behalf of younger kids.
I was in elementary at the time. We had a lot of fear of going outside, those with and without papers, mostly because the abuse 287G can bring with racial profiling, and it undermines public safety.
After Milton spoke, one county commissioner spoke against reinstating the program, and two said they'd support the sheriff's wishes. The 287G program has also changed since 2012. Under the current model, deputies can no longer interrogate and detain someone right off the street. Instead, they can only verify someone's immigration status after they've been arrested and jailed. But Laura Garduño Garcia says no matter which way the program is applied, it will lead to racial profiling and distrust between Latinos and police.
The sheriff's deputies will be asking people that are Latinx, that are immigrant in appearance, about their immigration status that they otherwise would not be asking another person in the community.
It's not clear when the Alamance County Commissioners will vote on bringing back 287G. In the meantime, the fear of that unknown will be on the minds of many children who live and play and go to school here. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.